Georgia's sweetest peach. Today's motivational song is by one of my faves, Shirley Caesar, titled Don't Drive Your Mama Away. It's definitely a reminder to cherish your mothers because life is too short. Today's motivational scripture is Psalms 31:31. Honor her for all her hands have done, and let her work bring her praise at the city gate. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, especially mine. Yesterday, May 12th, was the designated day to celebrate all the moms in your life. Shout out to all the moms who babies have four legs instead of two. Yes, pet moms. Happy Mother's Day to you too. So what is a mom to you? To me, it's caring for a life completely dependent on you for survival. It's the sleepless nights, up praying, or stopping and crying. It's the kissing on the boo-boos and the enduring kisses on the forehead as a reminder that everything is going to be okay. It's the balance between being stern and protective. It's teaching them how to talk, but also how to listen, and how to walk step by step, but also by faith and not by sight. It's building their self-esteem and supporting their dreams. It's loving them unconditionally through the good and the bad, and cheering them up when they're sad. It's being terrified that you can't prevent pain, injustice, heartbreak, and at times even death. It's practicing patience when your name is called a million times, Mom, Mommy, Mom, Mom, and being available for all the Mommy, I need yous. It's letting them go and letting God. It's letting them fail, but also teaching them how to prevail. It's going without so they don't have to, but also being okay with doing so. It's not having no storage in your phone because it's filled with pictures and videos of them. It's graduation season, so shout out to class of 2024. To me, being a mom is not having a voice or being hoarse from screaming, "That's my baby," at graduation and games. It's a blessing, a gift, a relationship that never ends, and a love that never dies. What kind of mother are you? Are you a Sarah, the mother who waited? In Genesis 11:30, we learn Sarah, now Sariah, was childless because she was not able to conceive. Abraham and Sarah waited 15 years before God renewed his promise, plus 10 more years before the promise was fulfilled and Sarah bore a son named Isaac. In fact, Sarah laughed at the idea that God could do what he promised, but God. Thankfully, God's promise did not rely on the level of Sarah's faith. Okay? I mean, let's be honest. Can you imagine waiting that long for a blessing? Sarah really, really tried to believe the promise. But just like so many of us, she had her doubts until it finally came to pass. So for all those who are waiting and yearning to become parents, take heed in Psalms 37:7. It says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who carries out the wicked schemes." This scripture is encouraging to me and those like me. It simply means to be still before the Lord. In a world where you see so many moms causing harm to their blessings, it can be upsetting, but don't let it be discouraging. In fact, I urge you all to go see your health consultant and get an understanding of your options. And don't be afraid to get a second opinion. But remember, God has the final word. Also, to all the mothers, mother-in-laws, family, and friends, please, please stop asking women and couples when are they going to have kids and do they even want kids. It's giving nosy and it's giving rude. You never know what someone is going through or their situation. Me, I'm a proud dog mom. When asked that question, me and my reply, it's in God's timing. Simple. A common stress topic is kids, especially for women in their late 30s and early 40s. But God has proven time after time that there is nothing too hard for Him. Using Sarah, Rachel, Hannah, Elizabeth, and even now in 2024, the beautiful Ashanti, 43, and her fiance, Nelly, 49, pregnant now with her first child. Remember, 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by faith, not by sight. Are you a Jochebed? The mother who, with a plan? Here's a little insight into her journey of being a mother. The new Pharaoh in Egypt commanded the Hebrews to kill Hebrew baby boys when they were born, but they didn't listen. So Pharaoh gave another decree in Exodus that every Hebrew boy that is born must be thrown into the Nile, but let every girl live. Jochebed, a Levite woman, gave birth to a son and hid him for 3 months. In Exodus 2, when she couldn't hide him, she coated a papyrus basket with tar and pitch, placed her son inside, and sat it in the reeds along the Nile. However, her daughter, Memorin, watched to see what would happen to her baby brother. When Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile and bathed, she saw the basket, and her servant retrieved it for her. Inside, they found the Hebrew baby crying. So Pharaoh's daughter instructed her servant to fetch a Hebrew woman to nurse him. Can you guess who? You guess it, Jochebed. In fact, Pharaoh's daughter paid her to nurse the baby, her son, until he was old enough to come live with her. She then adopted him as her son and named him Moses. Yes, y'all, Moses. The same Moses who freed Hebrew people from Egypt and led them into the desert towards the promised land according to God's plan. Jochebed reminds me of so many strong mothers I know. She was determined to find a way to save her son, and God blessed her plan. Not only was her son saved from death, she was also blessed to nurse and raise him until he went to live with Pharaoh's daughter. Won't he do it? I share a special bond with Pharaoh's daughter because not only do I want to adopt one day, but me, yes, GSP is adopted as well. My mom, Valerie, and dad, John, are the best thing that ever happened to me. So for anyone planning to take that step, remember, it's okay to be scared. Being scared means you are about to do something really brave. The Bible say, do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Isaiah 43:5-6. In closing, for those who have lost a child or a mother, remember, like in my last episode, it's okay to not be okay. God cares about your grief. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Psalms 34:18. Also, God will catch every one of your tears. Psalms 56:8 say, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. I know it may not feel like it, when you are in the middle of such grief, but God doesn't waste your pain. His word says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Romans 8:28. Amen. I pray that every mother feels appreciated and encouraged. And remember now, God loves you, so do I. And that you are truly too blessed to stress. I would love for all my listeners to check out my cover of the late Tupac song, Dear Mama, on my YouTube channel. The link is below. I dedicate it to my mother for Mother's Day. And also follow my artist page on IG and our Too Blessed, Too Stressed podcast page on IG. All the links are listed below. Thanks in advance. And if you are blessed by this episode, then please, please rate 5 stars and comment below. By doing this, you are helping others find this podcast and join our Too Blessed, Too Stressed family. Peace and love.